It is March 9. Today is a special day. It is an anniversary. Exactly 1 year ago, on March 9, 2022, I launched this podcast. The big war was raging for 2 weeks at that time, and those damn Ruskis had some serious plans to take over Ukraine exactly within 2 first weeks. But we adjusted those plans a bit, if you know what I mean. I started this podcast on a whim. There was just too much information about the war, but not enough real voices from people who were right there in the thick of it all. So I decided to become one of those voices. And my American producer, Stevie, helped me make it happen. And you, my listeners, you helped me too. You helped me in a way that no one has ever helped me. You paid for an evacuation of my parents from our shelled-out house, rented them a place to stay, and fed them. You even bought me some light white body armor plates that saved my back and probably will save my life. And when my daughter was in danger, you were there to help her too. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. So in exchange for your help, I'm gonna keep sharing my stories, my experience, and thoughts with you all. That's what this podcast was all about from day one. This anniversary started off with a bang, literally. The Ruskis launched a missile strike on several Ukrainian cities, killing innocent civilians in the process. Those cannibals just keep on being cannibals. Don't know what the Russians were shooting at us with today, but I don't recall ever hearing such loud rocket attacks. Sound is everything in war, just like in a podcast. By the sound, you can tell how far away a shell fell from you, in which direction the enemy is firing, where the vehicles are moving. Analyzing these sounds, you make decisions that can determine your life or death. A loud noise almost always means danger. It's either the explosion of a shell or gunfire or something else that could easily be deadly. But even quiet, barely audible sounds can also conceal danger, like this one, for example.
Postreel!
The voice you heard at the beginning of the recording belongs to a Ukrainian mortar man. He gives a simple command to his comrades: fire. This means that he is about to fire and they must be ready to take up defensive positions in case the enemy returns fire. And after this loud comment, you can hear that ominous quiet sound, a muffed hissing and then a muffed thud. The hiss is the sound made by the mortar shell as it drops down the mortar barrel. And the thud is the moment the shell comes into contact with a spatial needle that punctures the shell's firing pin, after which the shell is fired. But we don't hear the shot, and that's scary. It means that the shell, ready to explode with its primed firing pin, did not fire, and now that ready to explode thing has to be removed from the mortar. To do this, the mortar has to be dismantled, after which its barrel, a long metal tube with the shell stuck inside, has to be shaken gently, forcing the shell to move towards the exit. The shell has to be cut very carefully. Its detonator is located in its upper part. If you just touch it, the shell will explode and kill anyone who tries to extract it. Now that you know exactly what is scary about this sound, listen to the recording again.
Postreel!
I'm listening to this recording and shivers run down my spine, because I was only a couple of feet away from this unexploded shell when they removed it. Just imagine hearing this sound, not through speakers or headphones, but live, in a real combat position in Bakhmut. From the sounds of danger, loud, quiet, or barely audible, there is nowhere to hide in Ukraine. Thanks to the rockets in the hands of the Russians, our entire country is a war zone. I've said it before, even infants and household pets living hundreds of miles away from the nearest enemy position have PTSD. The Russians don't leave anyone in peace, and I am afraid that even a year from now, on another milestone episode, I'll still be recording not in some pub in peaceful Kyiv, but here in the same war-torn country. I don't want the war to last this long, but I'm ready for the fact that the episode about returning to a peaceful life won't be recorded anytime soon.